Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. It's September, and that means a new season of fall television programming. And this fall, two of the biggest reality singing competition shows will go head-to-head. The Voice on NBC and The X Factor on Fox. Not only are these some of the biggest reality competition shows, they're just some of the biggest shows, period. And joining us with a preview of what to expect as the competitions begin, you know, competing, is Joe Levy, the editor of Billboard magazine. Joe, welcome back.
Good to be here.
So how big a deal is this that two of the shows are going head-to-head like that?
You know, head-to-head would imply they're on the same night. So in the TV world, they like to say they're directly competing for viewers, but they are really going head-to-head. NBC has moved The Voice up from the spring into the fall schedule. They're doing year-round Voice now. And the idea is to take viewers away from The X Factor. How big a deal is it? It's a big deal. There's a lot of money at stake and a lot of viewers. NBC gets about 15.8 million viewers a week for The Voice. It's enough to raise NBC out of the cellar and tie them with ABC for third place.
Wow.
Third place tie. Way to go, NBC. And they really want these ratings. These shows are glitzy, but they're relatively inexpensive to make in the greater TV world. There are all sorts of tie-ins with sponsors, with the music industry. There are ways of generating revenue that you don't get with scripted dramas. And sometimes you actually get good music out of it.
Now, I noticed that American Idol is not such a big part of this conversation. What's going on there?
Well, American Idol will be back. I'm glad you asked. American Idol will be back in its regular time of year. That's next January or February. It always wraps up around Memorial Day. And of course, Idol wants to be part of the conversation. So what we've been talking about when we talk about Idol is Mariah Carey is going to be a judge on Idol, and Nicki Minaj is or isn't, and who's going to fill the third judge seat, and is Mariah angry that Nicki's come aboard? All of this PR, just in talking about who's going to be a judge or a coach on these shows, this has become a little media moment this summer. A lot of coverage devoted to this. And it's a bit of a scheme on the part of Simon Cowell, the creator of The X Factor, that the other shows have latched onto.
Now, it is, as you say, ultimately, we hope, about the music, and that sometimes you do get some good music. Do those tend to be the winners?
Well, sometimes. Okay. You know, we say we hope it's about the music, but actually that depends on who the we doing the hoping is. These are TV shows, particularly The Voice, which was really designed as a TV show more than a music show. It's great TV, and often the good music and the music we talk about comes from the coaches rather than the contestants. So what's been a hit off of that show? Adam Levine and Maroon 5 have revived their careers with two singles launched on the first two seasons of that show. Christina Aguilera is on one of those singles, Moves Like Jagger, performed on the show, put her back in the spotlight. She's about to launch a new record and a new single off of this season. That show's much better for the coaches, the established stars, than the would-be stars. Do we get good music out of these shows? Well, sometimes. For instance,
Jermaine Paul, the winner last season.
Jermaine Paul, yeah. I was actually going to bring up a different competition show entirely, Nashville Star. No longer on the air, but the show that helped give us Miranda Lambert, one of the most interesting figures in country music right now. Mm-hmm. And that's an example of these kind of shows giving us good music. Kelly Clarkson makes the occasional great single. An American Idol alum, depending on how you feel about Carrie Underwood. But these are real stars that American Idol has produced. Jermaine Paul, not quite there yet.
Well, this is his song called Butterfly Kisses. He was the winner of season two of The Voice.
There's two things I know for sure. She was sent here from heaven, and she's daddy's little girl. As I drop to my knees by her bed at night, she talks to Jesus, and I close my eyes, And I thank God for all of the joy in my life. Oh, and most of all, for butterfly kisses at the bedtime prayer, sticking little white flowers all up in her hair. Walk beside the pony, Daddy, it's my first ride. I know the cake looks funny, Daddy, but I sure tried. Oh, with all that I've done wrong.
Jermaine Paul was the winner of season 2 of the TV reality competition show The Voice. But as Joe Levy, editor of Billboard, has been telling us, that show seems to do better by its judges slash coaches than its winners.
Yeah, I mean, certainly musically, we've gotten better music out of the coaches on that show than we have the winners. Jermaine Paul, that's a cover of a 90s country song. And what's happened with The Voice is it concentrates on people who have made it some distance in the music industry, but right, haven't become stars. Jermaine Paul, I believe, was a backup singer for Alicia Keys. He was definitely a backup singer who's moved up. Mm-hmm. Chris Paul, who was also Chris Mann, rather, excuse me, was also one of the finalists on The Voice last year, had been signed to Sony. He's a popera singer. You know, these two guys, I don't believe, are going to make music we're talking about in several years, which is why they don't have record contracts or haven't stayed with the contracts they've had. That said, you know, there's Adam Levine turning himself into a genuine television star on The Voice. He's now actually acting on the new season of American Horror Story and relaunching his career and Maroon 5's career with not one but two singles on each season of The Voice.
So the song Payphone, big hit for them, and it was unveiled on that show.
It was indeed. Moves Like Jagger had been unveiled. It was a collaboration with him and Christina Aguilera and Maroon 5. And then the next season came Payphone, Maroon 5 with Wiz Khalifa, unveiled on the show, and an unbelievably massive hit.
Yeah, I know it's hard to remember.
Payphone from Maroon 5, whose career has seen a huge bump thanks to singer Adam Levine being a coach slash judge on the TV show The Voice. And with the fall season just about upon us, we are looking at The Voice and X Factor, which are going head-to-head starting next week. Joe Levy, editor of Billboard magazine. So let's talk a little bit about X Factor. You mentioned how The Voice turned out to be really good for people like Adam Levine and Christina Aguilera. CeeLo Green, you know, had been in the public eye, but it certainly keeps him there. What about the situation on X Factor?
X Factor is an interesting story. If you were to say that American Idol is actually about the music and The Voice is about television, X Factor splits the difference and wants to be about both. X Factor has replaced two of its judges, Paula Abdul and Nicole Scherzinger, with Britney Spears and Demi Lovato. They're more, and this is the way Simon Cowell and L.A. Reid, who are the other two judges, talk about it, in the demo. This is the demo that they want. They want to attract younger viewers, the prized 18 to 34 demographic. Mm-hmm. Demi Lovato is actually having a hit single at top 40 right now. And Britney is signed to a one-year contract that's over $16 million a year, and that is leaving off her fiancé manager's salary as a producer on the show. He's come on. And why would Britney Spears do this? Because it's actually a risk. None of us have seen Britney talk in public in a long, long time. We've seen robotic Britney on award shows. We've seen filtered Britney in videos. We've read the occasional interview with Britney Spears in magazines. And I will tell you, all of those questions are cleared with her handlers in advance. So this is going to be relatively unfiltered Britney. Why do it? It's an easier payday than touring. You know, although they have to travel around the country for the early rounds of the show to five different cities, then they're in Los Angeles taping.
And for the X Factor, she is an X Factor. And
she is indeed. She's an X Factor wherever she goes.
And a big part of the show's promotional campaign this fall.
Britney Spears joins the X Factor.
I'm so excited. I've never done anything like this before. That was absolutely incredible. It's really kind of hard to tell some people no. I want to know who let you on stage. It's a great process to be a part of, to be able to help someone create their dream.
You have a really nice, soothing sound, and I wish you could wake me up in the morning.
Thank you.
Hey-o!
Sing!
Awkward.
The X Factor premieres Wednesday, September 12th on Fox.
So Britney Spears helping with promotion of the X Factor, which goes head-to-head with The Voice. What does that mean, head-to-head? I mean, are they literally, you know, they are going for the same audience?
Oh, my God, yes. And although they're not literally head-to-head, in TV terms, that means they're on the same night at the same time.
At the same time, right.
But think about it. I mean, it's exhausting. These shows are on twice a week. When they get to the live rounds, you know,
right.
The performance and results, they're going to be on almost every night of the week, you know, 4 to 5 nights a week for these shows. If you watch both of them, as unfortunately I probably will, it's my job, it's freaking exhausting.
So, and that sort of goes to what my next question was going to be. Let's say, Joe, without giving anything away, that you were in that 18 to 35 demographic. Do you think you would be really jazzed, really excited about having both shows on at the same time? I mean, again, not literally at the same time, but during the same season.
I think you could be pleased, particularly in the day of the digital video recorder. You can record what you want and get back to it later. You can watch both of them if you want. Were I in that demo, I would probably still be a guy and most likely not very interested. And yet, you know, these shows are old and new at the same time. They harken back to the very early days of television, the Colgate Comedy Hour or something like that. They are unbelievably bald in their sponsorship, mm-hmm. in their sponsor tie-ins. You know, it's just very, very old school. At the same time, they're very new. This is where television is. It's unscripted TV, which is what TV has been for 10 years. But this is also socialized. X Factor is trying to keep up with The Voice, which did very, very well on Twitter and used its personalities, its famous coaches, to drive Twitter traffic, to boost the ratings of the show. These shows live in the modern moment as the same time they harken back to the very early brutal caveman days of television.
Mm-hmm. So amateur hours and things like that.
Yeah, variety yeah, shows variety when you shows, just had nothing to put on the air and you were like, well, let's go down to the corner and see if anybody wants to get hit in the face with a pie, which is certainly what the audition rounds are like.
So these shows are undeniable juggernauts, huge ratings, making money hand over fist, not just through the usual advertising, but the tie-ins, the sponsorships, etc. It seems like everybody should be happy. What hasn't worked, though?
Well, there are quite a few of them, and ratings are declining for, say, American Idol. And these shows are going to struggle, I would say, to hold on to the ratings they already have as X Factor and The Voice go into competition at the same time. But what hasn't worked, from a certain perspective, it has certainly driven the pop music industry into a sustained pop moment. There's a theory that pop is cyclical, mm-hmm. that we go through very happy, bouncy, dancey times that are replaced in a cycle by louder, more raucous, darker music. That louder, more raucous, darker music really has not risen to the fore in the last 5 or more years. Mm-hmm. And cyclically, we would expect it to happen. We are in a sustained pop moment. For some people, that's unfortunate. I think it's got its merits and its exhausting times. But if you were to say that much pop music is sounding very much the same and that these shows are part of the reason, I think it's arguable that that's so.
Joe Levy is the editor of Billboard magazine, joins us regularly on Soundcheck. The X Factor and The Voice go head-to-head starting next week. The Voice back on September 10th for its third season. X Factor, its second season, back on September 12th. American Idol comes back in January, as we mentioned earlier. Joe, thanks very much for breaking this all down for us.
Always good to be here.
This is Soundcheck.